WSAL 946, I'm monitoring the frequency. WSBA 382, monitoring. Station 380, WIUG 32. Check in, there, Jack 380 on this end. Yeah, how you doing today? WSDH 380, how about you, Jack? Yeah, go ahead. How you doing? What repeater you on, Jack? I'm on Detroit 625. Copy that. I got you now. I was on the handheld on the other end of the house. I couldn't get back to you. That's okay. How you doing? Is now any better? Hold a few seconds. I gotta turn that handheld off. Something's going on between these two radios. Okay, 488-380 is back. Now he's signing, brother. How am I? You on your base or you mobile? Handheld, let me go to base. How about now? Is that any better? Oh, I got a room full of you now, Jack. Yeah. How are you doing? I'm doing great, Jack. Fellow across the street of me, I've been looking at an antenna he's putting up, and I went over and talked to him today. And he's a ham. He's a general. Newly acquired. He just became a general in June. He's putting up all kinds of antennas and stuff. He's going to be a real operator.
I see what you're saying. Let me ask you, what kind of antenna do you have for the ham? Because I have a Yaesu 710.
I don't have anything for the ham, Jack. Just the rubber ducky antennas that came on the radio, the HCs that I have.
I see what you're saying. No, I got a Yaesu, plus I got 10 meter out there and 20 meter. Roger.
Yeah, this young man across the street from me, he is creating his own base antenna. He's made it out of a fishing pole. And he's talking all over with it.
Oh, make a fishing pole. Huh. I didn't know that. Let me ask you, is he talking on a 10 meter or 20 or 40?
I think he talks on several of them. He was putting a 6 liter in his truck when I talked to him.
Yeah, because he's got general. He's a talk on 20, 40, and 80, and 10.
Yeah, copy that. I was surprised. I thought it was a CB antenna he was putting up. As I went over and talked to him, and no, he's a general ham.
Good, but that, I heard a lot of, from the guy I know in Ohio, there's a lot of people on that 6 meter.
Did you go to the field day, Jack?
Yeah, you know what? on Saturday, I was in Flint. They had a field day down there. It was nice. It was a few people out there. And they also have, they have something to eat, a hot dog, and, we went around. I found a few things, two radio, two meter, 70 centimeter. And the guy was not bad, really. His price was not bad at all. They had an ICOM.
Yeah, this young fellow was telling me he's got an ICOM, and he just got this license in June. And, he's going to be an operator out there. He got his tech license and his general license on the same day.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because when you take your technician, they'll give you the general after that. That's why.
Yeah, I tried doing that when I got my technician, and I fell on my face with the general. I didn't know anything at all. It was way over my head. But 3 months later, I got my general.
Get the X-ray yet?
No, I studied for it a little bit, and then I backed off, and I've got to get back into it. I'm going to try to get it.
I know what you're saying. They said it's very hard. The X-ray is very hard. That's why.
Yeah, you got 50 questions on that one.
Yeah, that's too many questions. I don't know why they don't make it less than that. You got the tech and you got the general. It should be easier for the other one, the extra.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of questions on there from the tech and the general, but there's some new stuff on there too.
Exactly what I heard. I heard there's a lot of digital out there too, is it?
Say again, Jack.
I heard the digital questions out there too on that extra.
Yes, I haven't delved into the digital. You can get into digital with the general, I think.
Yeah, when you got the general, yeah. No, even the tech, you can get into a digital. They call it digital, and they call it DMR.
Yeah, are you doing any of that?
Yeah, I'm doing the digital. I'm on the MI5. MI5 is the website. I mean, it's a frequency. And I was on it the day I took my technician.
I heard that. You didn't waste any time getting on there, huh?
Well, I didn't. I wanted to see what that's all about, but it's good. I don't know if you have a DNR radio or not. Do you?
No, Jack, the only one I really monitor is 146.640.
Oh, I see, just at Hazel Park. Do you have a DNR radio?
I have a what?
DMR. DM is a Mary, R is a Ronald.
No, I don't.
Let me ask you another question. Do you listen to WWHGM in the morning?
Oh, Jack, I'm a night owl. I usually don't get up in the morning.
Well, that, I'm almost every day on that frequency. That frequency is about typics. You know, they give you typics, like, do you have, do you have a paper towel like today, or is it paper towel? Where is your paper towel? Is it on the desk or is it on, hooked up to the cabinet?
What is that frequency, Jack?
443-075.
Okay, any tones or anything to get on it?
No, you can get on it. It's from 7 to 9. I don't know if you're up that way or not, but I always, about 8 o'clock, I come in on that frequency, but there's a lot of people out there, and you'll like it. Probably you'll like it.
Copy that. Well, I'll have to give it a try. All right, my friend. I'm going to get back on the listening side here. You take care of yourself and have a good day.
Hey, good talking to you and good to hear from you. And don't give up. I'm always here for you. No problem at all. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WSPH 380, and in life.
You still out there? Station 380, you still out there?
Is this you, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, did you register for a digital?
Did I register?
You gotta register for digital. If you're gonna be on a digital radio or a frequency.
Not sure who I know who you're through to register with, Jackie.
You know what? I don't have that right now. But tomorrow I'll give you a shout and tell you where to register. You have to register, that way you can be, you can talk on digital. And I know you do have the license for that too.
I copy that, Jack. I got the license. I just don't have a digital radio.
Yeah, no problem. See if we can find you one. Out of Amazon. I have a 390 TYT. 390, and that 390 has got GMR, which is digital, and it picks up all that digital frequencies. And I don't know, you will like it too, but it's, you know, the radio is a little bit expensive. I paid $119 for that radio.
Well, that's not much more than this TV-20 cost.
Yeah, you will like that. Also, you know, I can talk to the ISS. And you can talk to ISS if you want to. I don't know why you don't do it.
Yeah, I'll get around to it. I'm old and I'm slow.
No problem. Just take your time. And anything you don't know, tell me. I'll help you out. There's no problem.
Yeah, that 488, Rochester Hills.
Be there, Jack. I know I can always count on you.
No problem. We'll talk tomorrow anyhow. I'll give you a shot tomorrow. See if you're out there. Take care. WIUG 48.
Rochester Hill.
WSDH 380. Clear.
Rochester Hill.
I don't know if that station out there. Go ahead. All right, we'll be clear out of here. W-I-U-G, 88, clear.
WRJD 357, monitoring. WRJD 357, monitoring. WRJD 357, monitoring.
WRUU 850. WRUU 850. WRUG 48, copy.
Ah, good morning, 850. How are you doing?
Doing good, and who is that?
This is WRJD 357, traveling here in Mount Clemens this morning. I'm from the Chicago area.
First, welcome to Detroit. I'm WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills. Rochester?
Oh, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. My name is Clem. I'm from Downers Grove, Illinois, which is just outside of the Chicago area.
Welcome here. Anyhow, I don't know where you are located at exactly, but you're sounding good. Roger?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I just I connected to this Mount Clemens repeater this morning, just wanted to see if I could get in. I'm on my HT today, so it's good to know I'm sounding good.
Roger, yeah, you're sounding good. And where you at now?
Oh, it looks like I'm right in downtown Mount Clemens, and I'm heading over to Clinton Township. So, yeah, I'll be there. It's only a few miles away.
Radio is a good radio you got out there. I'm on CYT 9600.
Well, you're sounding, you know, very clear, full quieting. I think you got a pretty strong radio there.
Yeah, but we never hear you from Chicago. We were talking to Chicago about 6 months ago. They were on that 600 repeater in Detroit downtown. When the navigation was on, the weather was good, and all these skip comes in. Roger?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, when you can skip and get some long range, that's really fun.
Oh, yeah. I talk to Ohio every day. Cleveland, all over the place in Ohio. And I talked to New York, Buffalo, New York, too, about 4 months ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's some pretty amazing skip there. Yeah, so in the Chicago area, we used to do, We used to have a Midwest repeater that connected us over the internet to, I don't know, about 6, 7, 8 different states, and it was pretty cool when we had that set up. Now, since then, the FCC, they shut that down. We can't do that anymore.
I see what you're saying. No more connection at all.
Yeah, exactly. So so the closest repeater to where I live now is it's about 20 miles away. And, you know, I can hit it. Can't really hit it with my HT, but I can hit it with my ICOM. I got an ICOM 6021, and that thing's pretty powerful.
Yeah, you got a good radio. ICOM is the best radio out there. And the Azu, too. But I haven't seen any of them yet, but I will look for them. Roger?
Yeah, copy that for sure. Yeah, I bought mine. There's a website, used-radios.com. And this thing was like brand new when I got it, and you know, and I got it for about a third of the price.
Okay, so you'll probably be here all day, correct?
I will. I'll be here all day. I pulled over right now, but I'll be down there in Clinton Township in just a couple of minutes. And do you mind if I call you up again?
No problem at all. Just put out your call sign and somebody will answer, you know, because I'm a ham operator, so I might go on a different frequency. Are you a ham operator too?
No, currently I'm just licensed for a GMRS.
No problem. There's a lot of people out there will help you out in here in Michigan. Roger?
Well, I copy that, and I it's much appreciated. So, well, I really appreciate you answering, you know, and now that I know I'm connected to the repeater, that's great news. I'll look for you in about an hour or so, see if you're still out there.
Oh yeah, I'll be out there in an hour, no problem. But any time, no problem at all. We'll talk to everybody. I talk to everybody anyhow, and everybody knows me out there. So you take care, and good visiting to Michigan. And we'll talk again. WRUG 488.
Okay, have a great day, 488. WRJD 357, we're clear.
WRZX 218. WRJD 218,
good morning, 218, this is WRJD 357.
Look, I'm on that different repeater. I know you're on 675, but this is 625. Anyhow, good talking to you, but stand by for short.
Copy, have a good day.
WRZX 218. WRZX 218. WRUG 488, copy. WRUG 488, clear. Well, thank you to the 357 station. Thank you.
WRJD 357, monitoring.
Station 357, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, 357, WRJD 357 here, Clinton Township.
Yes, sir. WIG 48. My name is Jack, by the way. Roger.
Oh, copy. Did you say John? Yeah, I think I talked to you earlier, right?
The name is Jack.
Oh, I got you, Jack. I got you. I'm standing inside, so I'm going to stand outside with my HT, see if I'll get you a little clearer.
I don't know if it's clear, but usually those are repeaters, you know, they, you're going to find the hot spot. And also, you know, when you have your handheld, you just hold it straight up in there, and it should be good enough. Roger.
Yeah, for sure. I'm getting you loud and clear here now. I think I'm still pretty close to the repeater, no more than a couple miles maybe.
That repeater is in downtown Mount Clemens on top of the building.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm probably no more than like 2 miles from there.
You're still sounding good. You going back to Chicago soon, or are you staying up here?
I'll be going back this evening. So it's a pretty quick trip, you know. It's only about 4.5 hours.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard 4 hours. I used to go to Chicago a lot. You know, in the old days, about maybe 35 years, we used to love to go there like a weekend or something like that, and we came back. I don't know if, Chicago is good, and I like the, you know, the people there and also the shop there.
Yeah, there's no finer place in the summertime than downtown Chicago, that's for sure. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, like I say, in the old days, about 35, 40 years ago, we used to go there. I don't know if you know that or not. I don't know how long you've been in Chicago, but I used to buy those big bottles of scotch, you know, those big ones, the giant ones. I don't know if they're still out there or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't say I've been into that, but you know, I've been in Chicago all my life. I'm 68, so I've been there. I lived on the northwest side. Now I live on the west side in Downers Grove.
I said, yeah, we used to go there shopping, and we used to pick up a couple of these bottles. One of them is Johnny Walker Dark. I don't know if you know what I mean, but big bottles, you know, the giant one, because it looks good, you know, when you put them at home on the side, you know, like very, very good looking.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds like good stuff. So, hey, Jack, where are you located again?
On Rochester Hills. That's between John R. and DeQuinder.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you're loud and clear. How far is that from the repeater?
I would say about 20, 25 miles. Well, the reason why I had a few people saying because I'm sitting on the high side here, about 100 feet higher.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, height is might, right, for UHF, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. And also, we were talking to Chicago in the summer, last summer, on that 600 repeater. It's the MPL, but, you know, the weather, it was a good weather, So I brought all that back here, and that's why we were talking there. But there's always, you know, I don't know if you know that or not, always that 725 repeater. You should be able to hit it from Chicago to here. That 725 repeater, it's a Flint repeater. Roger.
Oh, the 725. Is that the Grundy repeater? Do you know the name of it?
I don't know the name of it, but it's in the Flint. The Flint to Chicago is not that far. That's what I heard. Maybe about, I would say 2 hours, 2 hours, or hour and a half, 3 hours, something like that. Exactly. But always there's people from Chicago comes on that repeater. And I don't know if you are connected there or not.
Yeah, I think that is. I have that one programmed in this radio. I could take a quick look and see if that's the 725. But I think that's the Grundy. That repeater is a monster. That thing, you know, it does 40, 50 miles just there locally.
See, it's always down to Flint. Because I guess the Flint is not too far from Chicago. That's what I heard. I don't know if I've been out that way at all, but that's what I heard. And then it's Mac comes in the afternoon from you guys there too, Roger.
Yeah, there's another one there too in Naperville, which is the one that's closest to my house. That repeater owner, his name is Rob, and that one is really good for the area as well.
Well, that's why I used to hear him, you know, from Flint repeater comes from Chicago, and really it's a good repeater out there because especially on Sunday there's a guy, I know him by personal, but you know, talked to him a few times. He was there from Chicago and he was talking on the radio, and we always hit him that way. He's the only person out there, and I told him, I said, make sure you tell everybody there in Chicago the 725 repeater with the PL 141.3, you should be able to hit it from there.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, Jack, hold on 1 second. Let me look on my radio and see which one is 725. I'll come right back to you.
No problem. WIUG, grade 8, or ID.
WRJD 357, Jack.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have that one programmed in, at least, so I don't know which one that is. I'd have to look on the Midwest GMRS and see if I could identify it. Okay. Well, I'll get on the interweb and see if I can locate that one. And then for now, I'm going to do a little work around here, so I'll hit you up later if that's all right.
No problem. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG, grade 8.
Thanks, Jack. WRJB 357. We're clear.
Just a quick test to see if I can get into the Mount Clemens GMRS repeater from here.
Going through on Detroit, so you must be.
Roger, roger. Thank you. WRYV 897.
WRZX 18.
WRZX 218. WIUG 28. Good morning.
Good morning. morning there, Jack. It's getting hot quick today, isn't it, Roger?
It's getting hotter. They say about 85. I don't know how it is, but they said about 85.
Yeah, copy that. Say humidity. My humidity. 2 points.
Yeah, I tried that repeater 625. It was down this morning. So now it's working. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it was off overnight. Early, I seen. So yeah, it's okay. Just got the diesel noise happening pretty much on your end, but yeah, that's up and going. We're good. We're going to mow grass tomorrow, I think. Let it go today, Roger.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let it go today. Humidity is that high, I wouldn't do nothing. Because you can't breathe on that humidity like that. Anyhow, I talked to Dane in Cleveland last night for like 15 minutes. Me and him, we were on that repeater. And they said it's all good.
Roger that. Yeah, we're going to get some good propagation going on here.
Roger, yeah. Well, we have a visitor from Chicago, which is, I saw him welcome to Michigan, you know. And that's all. He was asking a few questions. He said he's sounding good and all that. He had a good radio, too.
Copy that. Was he coming in a Michigami network?
He's a visitor here in Michigan. And, what they call it, in the east side.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going to help you out with anything you need to know and all that. You know, like, whatever, you know. Whatever we know, that's about it.
Copy that. Yeah, hey, I'm going to leave that BB-20 in my car for a Jeep. And I think I might have done something to that Redovitz with that bad antenna I had. And the squelch on it or something. But I'm going to leave the BB-20 in if it works good on that Comet 2x4 there. Copy?
Good. I don't know if he matched it or not, but it should be okay. The DB20, I don't think it needed it any match anyhow. I never match mine, you know.
Roger that. Oh, it's doing about 1.5 right now, so I don't want to screw around and trim anything on that Comet either. I paid too much for it. But I'll leave it be. It seems to be working. It gets out okay. I'll go out, when I go out to, out south of here, Tecumseh, out that way, I'm going to try it. I'll probably be doing that within a week. And I'll give you hollers, and we'll see how it does out that way. You know, like 40 miles or so away from the repeater. Copy?
Roger, you should do good. When you get one by, you put it on, you know, a few 40 miles away, put it on high a little bit. Yeah, or medium. It doesn't matter, but maybe a little bit higher than, you know, you'll be in a very clear audio.
I copy that. Oh, I leave it on high anyway, so I'm way out here. So I'm 25 miles from Detroit anyway, so. Yeah, we'll try that. Yeah. I'm going to put brakes on it next week when the parts get here. And I'll be heading out that way, and we'll do some radio checks, see how it gets out. Compared to that Nagoya that was on there that went bad, so I'm curious. It should do better. It's a little higher even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a little bit higher, because, see, right now, I don't know if you know that, the trees are a little bit of a problem because they got leaves. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. The foliage is out. And I think I go through it pretty good. I'm on the harvest right now. And It's got a lot of trees around it, but I got that open field to the east, so that helps, I think, and my elevation, too, that we talked about. So that's pretty good. But, yeah, line of sight is okay. I don't see it getting any worse over here. I'll see how it goes out in the mobile, though, with this comet when I get further away from Detroit.
Yeah. So you were up this morning and no Michigami at all out there?
No, the repeater was down this morning, so I didn't hear nothing. I just left it off. I just turned it on right now, Roger.
Roger, yeah. Can you get to it?
I haven't heard nothing. I can get the 600 over here. No problem with that. I can hit that with the harvest now. But I haven't heard anything. I keep it on, monitoring it all the time, and I don't see, I ain't heard nothing out of it of late.
Well, anyhow, it's too early. You know, maybe before 8 o'clock or 7:30, 7 o'clock, something like that, and this maybe this evening. All right, you take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Roger that. All right, Jack. Talk to you later. WRCX. Hey, we're going to be monitoring.
WRFK 359, monitoring downriver.
This is the 4 foot.
WIUG 38, copy.
WREJ. No. WRIS. No. WR. WRF.
Station 359. WRUG, please.
I couldn't remember my call letters. Hey, do you know anything about these kid radios?
Oh, Robert, I don't know anything about them. What's wrong with them?
I'm trying my best to get a chance to plus and negative, and it won't let me do it.
Robert, I tell you what, the plus and negative, you cannot do it. Here's what you do. Go to the bottom first. The bottom, is, I know you have two frequencies, one on top, one on the bottom. See if you can get the bottom going with the plus and minus. If you can't, because it's a brand new radios, and it's a little bit, you know, they don't, you got to go back on and make sure you do it right. Go back on it and come back and see if it takes it, because they're brand new radios, that's what it is.
All right, WRFK 359, that's my caller, yep. All right, I'll get back to you. Whiskey Robert Frank King 359 with Clearwood WRUG 488. I'll get back to you later. That doesn't work.
Robert, I'm gonna be busy a little bit, so I won't be able to get back to you anyhow. I'm gonna be busy a little bit. Talk to you later. WRUG 488.
WSDJ 347, it's working, radio check.
Well, appreciate it. I bought these new kids radios. I bought the green and green yellow one. It's weird because it's only showing a while. Plus or negative sign on it, but it's working. Thank God for that. All right. We appreciate it. Thank you. WRFK 359, Owl Down River, Wyandotte.
Roger that. WSPJ 347, we'll be monitoring the channel.
WRJD 357, monitoring.
WSIW 844.
Hello, 844. This is WRJD 357. How are you doing?
I am good. How about yourself? I'm just checking in to the repeater to see how well I'm doing.
Well, it seems to me you're doing fine. You're getting out there. I'm over here in Mount Clemens where the heck am I? Clinton Township. I'm on an HT connected to the repeater, and I'm reading you loud and clear.
That's awesome. I am on an HT as well, and I'm in Dearborn Heights. So that's a big difference.
Wow, that's great. You're, I think, quite a bit farther away from the repeater than I am.
I do believe you are correct, and you are coming in crystal clear as well. This is actually my first time making a contact on GMRS, so it makes me kind of happy.
Wow, it's my privilege that I'm the first one to be able to talk to you.
Thank you, I appreciate that. WSIW844, clear.
Okay, 844, have a great afternoon. WRJBE 357, we're clear. WRJBE 357, 844, are you still out there? WRJB 357, monitoring.
WSTU 844, monitoring.
Two monitoring.
WSTI
462. WRJD 357 monitoring.
No copy, Jimmy. 428. 30. I'm sorry, Jimmy, I don't remember your call sign. WSTU 844.
I got you, sir. This is WSTI 432.
Copy that. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. I'm heading down to my parents' house to go mow their lawn for them while they're up north.
Copy that. So you're going south on 53?
Negative, south on 75, coming up to M59 here.
Copy that. Oh, you're making a nice trip into the repeater. Yeah, I'm going the other way on 53. I just, north of Romeo.
Copy that. You're sounding pretty good on my end here, too.
Roger, Roger. It's been awful quiet on these repeaters lately, especially this one. So I haven't heard anybody.
Yeah, usually when I get to the shop there in Elmont, I turn it on to Macomb repeater, and I don't ever hear anybody on there either other than Dave once in a while.
Copy that. Ever since David hasn't been on, and Jack went to the other radio band, yeah, it's been quiet out here. Not much out here anymore.
Where's Dave?
Jackson. I guess nobody's asking then.
Sherman, I take it. Hello. Good afternoon.
Okay, who am I talking with?
It's Sean.
Okay, Sean, well, you sound different.
Yeah, this is probably not the most common radio for me to be on. I'm out in the mobile bouncing from point A to point B.
Copy that. Yeah, Dave has been in the hospital for since Friday. He had a hard time breathing. So, yeah, and I texted him earlier and he hasn't responded back, so he must still be in the hospital.
All right, I was wondering why I hadn't heard him. He's kind of a fixture. I've heard Jack a bit here and there. He texted me this morning because I guess Detroit was down. But yeah, you're right. Dave was kind of here all the time. Oh well, I hope he's okay.
I talked to him Sunday. He was in good spirits. He didn't sound too bad. On the phone.
Well, if it was, I was unaware of it, so I couldn't tell you.
Roger that. There's something running now, yeah, because I tried this one this morning, and Detroit couldn't bounce the sense or anything, so I went to the 575, and I hit 575, but there's no one on it.
All right, yeah, no, I didn't know. I know that, they must be having a car hot rod show at the church up on the corner. Cool. Jack got a hold of me. He was on, I heard chatter, and it was this morning, but after drive time. So I know 675 was lit up in the later morning. And then Jack got a hold of me and told me that the Detroit was down, so gave that a bump and that one came back. So, okay, guys, I didn't mean to interrupt here. I just heard Dave and I was wondering where he was myself, and that explains it. So if anybody talks to him, tell him I send my best regards and hopefully he's feeling better soon. I am at Walgreens. I got to go in and get what I come for. WRUU 850.
10-4, or 10-4, I'm sorry. Roger Strong. Have yourself a good one. We'll talk after later. WSU 844. Jimmy, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm out here for another mile or so. Yeah, I'm still here. WSGI 432.
Roger, roger. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I lost a lot of all that there you were saying there. I'll talk at you later there. WSGI 432.
Roger, roger. I'm getting in the valley here on 53, so south of Elmont. So, yeah, we'll talk to you later. Talk to you in the morning. WSGU 844. And I'll be monitoring.
FST 902.
Frank, is that you?
Yes, sir, Sarma. So yeah, he should be getting out today or tomorrow. So he'll be back on the air here shortly.
Copy that. Thank you. WSU 844. Yeah, I just texted him maybe 15 minutes ago. Hey, dude. How are you? But he must be sleeping or something.
Either that or the doctors are all gangbusting on him right now. I don't know. I'm going to give him a call here in a little bit, and I'll get some more information myself. I just got home a little bit ago, so I haven't had a chance to touch the ground yet. But as soon as I do, I'll get a hold of him and see what the skinny is and everything. I know everybody's missing him out here. Roger that.
Roger that, yeah, it's too quiet out here with him not being around, so yeah, he keeps his heater going, so. Yeah, Tom, I said hi, and I'm getting out of him, and we'll talk to him later.
Sherman, I hear you're getting in the valley there. I'll definitely get a hold of him, and I'll put out what he's got going on, so I'll keep everybody updated. 9902. I'm honoring too.
WRJD 357, monitoring.
Hello.
Back at you.
WISGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
No money, no one cares. So.
WRVS 713, do you copy? WRVS 713, do you copy? WSGG 772, monitoring.
Hey, 772, this is WSIP 284 in Farmington Hills. I got a copy on you. WSIP 284, clear and monitoring.
WRXU 254, listening.
We have Professor Don and then Dave. Now who's up next? Who's gonna step up to the plate?
RXU54 listening. Sitting on my desk with my handheld. I do have it set for 10 watts, but I bet I can hit that with 5.
WSGI 432 mobile and monitoring.
This is WSIP-284 calling WSIP-284 Bravo. Do you copy?
This is WSIP-284 Alpha calling WSIP-284 Bravo. Do you copy?
WSIP-284 clear.
WSIP-847. WIUG 48, copy. Go ahead, Robert. It would not do it, but the bottom one, it will do it. It'll save that plus.
Yeah,
know, I've done something different. I put a screen on it. I got a you don't have the upper lower, it's got the one number on it. Black one.
I said, but it's sounding good. Are you on one of them?
Yeah. I'm on the... I got the other one on a charger. I was trying this one out. I like the Roger beep on here. It's got the police Roger beep. Got that on it. But, and it was awful. You can scramble it. Put it on, walkie-talkie, the walkie-talkie. You can scramble it, and nobody can hear what you're saying anymore.
Robert, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Well, that's good anyhow. You got both of them working. I'm glad to hear that. It's just got to be patient with them. That's how that goes.
Yeah, I kind of, I like the screen because the other one I had was getting too small. You know how we are when we get old, we can't read the numbers on it. And it looks like it gets faded. So when you turn it on, there's a crackle in it. And it was just, the one number that one was on. All faded and everything else. Sure, I had it for 5 years, so I think for out. I got pretty good timber.
Yeah, Roger that, Robert. I know what you're saying. Well, that's how it goes anyhow, but you just got to be patient with it. I did a lot of them like that. I always go from the second frequency, not the one on top, the second one that picks it up. A lot of times they don't pick it up, but you gotta keep trying. You know, one day it took me almost 4 hours to do that. The press was never taken.
He must be in a mobile because he's trying to get all white noise in the background. So, alright, I'm gonna cut you off here. I'm gonna look at the panel a little bit. So, 732, yeah, this is WRK399, clear with WRUG488, clear on your final support.
Roger, I'm driving in Middlefield and there's too many trees around, both sides too. And it's only one lane going up and going down. That's what happens.
Clear.
Roger. KF8, DRC. WRTX 4UG 488. WRTX 957. Nothing heard from WRG 488, WRTX 957. WSIE 375 monitoring. WSIE 375 monitoring.